now to remote Fiordland, where crews have been working hard to restore the Milford track against a looming deadline. The Great Walk was badly damaged when a metre of rain fell in less than 3 days in early February, causing widespread flooding, landslips and stranding hundreds of people. DOC has set its sights on reopening the Milford track this summer, with all places booked out within an hour of bookings opening. Reporter Tess Brunton has been on the Milford track to see how progress is going.
It's been called the finest walk in the world, and on a bluebird day, it's not difficult to see how the iconic Milford track lures people in. But in early February, nature unleashed its full fury, and guide Oliver Misson was near the centre of the storm with 41 guests.
Yeah, you guys are getting on the off, you're going fine. The rain certainly dropped off down this way, but we're going to hold off here for a little bit to see how you guys are getting on once you're through the worst of it there.
As Fiordland guides, he and his three colleagues are used to the rain. And to start with, it wasn't too bad.
In areas, there was water up to about 5, but everyone was very still water, so everyone was able to get through there fairly safely. Many eels were on the track that day in particular. The eels get a bit off course and end up on the track and scare the customers. They're mostly more scared of you, so you just kind of splash around and they go away.
The rain eased around lunchtime and they made it to Pomplona Lodge, a bit soggy but in good spirits. But then the skies opened, unleashing a torrent that didn't ease for nearly 48 hours.
You look down the valley and there's just waterfalls coming down the side of the valley. It actually blew out our water intake. So ironically, we ran out of water. We were on emergency supply of water in our lodge because we had no water coming into the tank. We're showering outside at one point because just the force of that water had blown out the intake.
For 3 nights, they were stuck, entertaining themselves with movies, yoga, and carving animals out of fruit before helicopters could evacuate them to Glenorchy. Flying through the mountains, slips are visible on the hillsides. Today we landed downstream of Giant's Gate Bridge on a new part of the riverbed that was once covered in trees, some debris still visible. Site supervisor Matthew Tom says logistics have been a massive challenge for his specialist team over the past 3 weeks.
You know, like in a regular construction project, you can pop down to Placemakers if you forget something. On these projects, you can't forget anything. You sort of get one shot at it. Aviation fuel is really expensive, so if you forget something, you know, your project manager's not very happy. Yeah, so we sort of put in a heap of preparation before we fly in for these jobs, and all the materials have to go to the right side of the river and into the right place. And if we've got multiple sites here, so we've had materials that have to go into multiple places.
It took 18 loads to bring in all the gear and material, each weighing up to a ton. Work has been done to try and make the bridge as flood-proof as possible. It's been extended, raised and strengthened. The crew lives in a makeshift camp not far away, which has a few creature comforts, including a tumble dryer. Matthew Tom says it's the hardest, most hostile environment to work in, despite its beauty.
It's challenging, you know, you've got cold conditions and it's sort of a struggle to stay motivated, you know, definitely, and keep the team motivated. So you were definitely lucky that we had a strong team who was capable of pushing through and keeping on working in those conditions, really. And the light at the end of the tunnel's in sight, you know. You just have a case of keeping on going and putting on that wet gear again morning after morning, and yeah, finally you get there.
Before Madeline Peacock joined Destination Fiordland, she guided day trips along the Milford track to the bridge, with Weka wreaking havoc like they have for the bridge team.
There's often times I'd have to chase them in the hope that they'd drop whatever they'd stolen out of a client's backpack or the cup of Milo they'd just run off with, the first aid kit, so they're a bit naughty.
Department of Conservation Principal Ranger Grant Tremaine walked through not long after the floods.
The fact that Giant's Gate Bridge was just gone, it was just lying in the creek. When I first crossed this, it was between knee and waist deep water, and then something like 11 different slips, like major slips crossing the track.
He had his doubts they'd be ready in time.
The idea that we've got people walking the full length of the Milford track in 2020 is just phenomenal, actually. Some days I didn't think that was going to happen, but absolutely hats off to everyone that's pulled together and all the New Zealanders that have shown the interest in coming and walking it. It was a record sellout of bookings, how quickly it sold out.
He says they're on track to welcome through walkers on the first day of summer. In Tiano for Checkpoint, Cortes Brunton-Tierney.